Well, they need to man up like we need to man up.
Why am I the only one with a voice in there about saying I was wrong?
Well, you're the only one that has to really man up in a rough way.
Not really. I went 2-2. I mean, I was 500.
That's all right.
I mean, I didn't lose
we'll
you no
money.
Happens.
We'll see what happens.
Well, what was your bad one?
My bad one is not even a bad pick. It was just a bad beat. Vegas lost to an inept Carolina team the 2 weeks before. Some say it's a different team. Some say it's a good team. I don't know. All I know is Vegas looked a lot better when they played the Ravens. I am confused and baffled the fact that they're a two-point favorite. However, the thing that confuses me more is the fact that this over-under is at 36.5. I go with the over. It's going to be something around 24-20. There's going to be 40 points scored at least. Take the over in the Vegas Browns game in Vegas.
Wow.
Take the over, baby. Wow. It's 36.5. Tell them Squid Billy sent you.
Close, but no cigar.
I mean, I was literally one, what? I was very close.
Yeah, you were really, really close.
Half a point, and that's because another BS penalty pulled off that touchdown for the. And I don't.
You said you went 2-2. What was your loss?
That one. I lost the Georgia game.
Yeah.
Because I thought Kirby Smart was going to have a game plan and not show up empty-handed. Kind of like
rough.
His team left.
I disagree, but nonetheless, my bad one, because I went 3-1, and it was an unfortunate bad one, because really. There's an interception at the end of the game. I had the Auburn-Oklahoma game, the under, and let's talk about it. I'm actually just going to go with the under in this one. I've got it at 45 right now. I think Oklahoma's defense under Brent Venables is next level. I don't think Auburn's offense can really hold up in that situation, but Oklahoma's offense is not very good either. They had to make a switch at quarterback. There's a lot of other questions about that. Give me the under in Auburn-Oklahoma under 45. That is going to be a good one. Let me tell you.
That's the wrong number.
Let me just tell you guys how comfortable I felt about this one. Oklahoma scored 17 points in the fourth quarter to win this game, and the last touchdown was on an interception return with 4 minutes left.
Hey,
should have hit it. Did not.
Poor Auburn. Poor Peyton Thorne. I mean, he's benched for interceptions. Comes in. They're winning the game. He's just got to protect the ball and throws a pick six to lose it.
Yeah. Auburn, 338 passing yards. Hats off to him.
Well, I know this boy named Rob Tribble. I wish I could go back and talk to him on Friday. Talk some sense into him. 19th ranked Illinois, the Fighting Illini at the Fighting Mike Contis of Penn State. Illinois with the upset. Illinois wins this one 30-27.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
You really bought into the Brett Bielema juice, didn't you?
And Mike was with me, too.
You're with me.
Oh,
Brett
man.
Brett Bielema, I'm going to tell you something. I remember the Brett Bielema that we knew at Wisconsin. You know, the guy that would, from what I've heard, would pony up to the bar after a game.
Dude.
And would hang out with whoever would. Boy, he goes to Vegas, meets his wife, and now he looks like three of a Brett Bielema from Wisconsin.
I got to tell you, I love the first part of that story before we get to the good ones. I went to a coaching clinic in San Antonio like 2 years ago when I was coaching high school ball. And I get in the airport. I think I was in Houston for my connection. And I walk, and I'm trying to find a bar and a beer. And I walk into an empty bar, only one man sitting in this bar in this airport in Houston. It was Brett Bielema. I was like, yes! Yes!
What's up, coach?
Oh, man. He had a couple of guys that sat around him and started talking to him. He's like, I'm not going to bother him. But I just love the fact that I have this visual for the rest of my life of Brett Bielema sitting there with a cold beer in the Houston airport, man.
Yeah,
good for him.
I mean, it's his stories at Wisconsin are legendary.
All right. We've torn ourselves down. Now let's build ourselves up. What was your good one there, Mike?
I went with San Fran at New England. Let's hear what I had to say. 49ers are 10-point favorites on the road against New England. I'm going with San Francisco.
Oh.
Why on earth is San Francisco a 10-point favorite? Because they're that much better than New England is. Look at New England's offense. Inept. Just could not do anything last week. I'm going to go San Francisco to cover that 10 right there. I think they win by a couple of touchdowns, if not more. I think this is a lopsided game.
Come on, man. That's too easy.
It is too easy. San Fran wins by, I think, 20 points, maybe 17. I think there was a last-minute field goal for New England. The final's 30-13. So there you go, man. Felt good about San Fran. They're just so much better. New England is terrible right now. Terrible.
Yeah, I think they're about to make that old switch. I think Jacoby Brissett's starting quarterback era in New England is kind of run out. Look, my good was me basically telling you that I know more than Mike. I have no clue why this game is even. None. I'm baffled. I know that Oklahoma's starting a new quarterback, but they are a better roster, and I think they're better coached right now than Auburn. I'm going to pick Oklahoma straight up in this game.
This mother don't miss.
No, he's good.
That mother don't miss, man.
You're right, Snoop Dogg. I don't miss.
You got so freaking lucky.
I told you the better team would win.
I mean, dude, there's literally videos of Auburn fans rolling Toomer's corner with 4 minutes left, and they get the pick six for Oklahoma. Oklahoma got the crap beat out of them in this game and somehow won. I still don't know how they won this game.
Can I tell you real quick? So I was out Saturday having beers with this guy used to play offensive line in the NFL, and we had to stop by Kroger on the way home, Amy and I. And so I get home, and then we go over to the neighbor's house to watch the Alabama game, and I go downstairs to eat by myself. He's downstairs. I'm just sitting there by myself eating, and he's got all the four screens up, and I see the pick six, and I'm like, yes! Go! Go! Yes! I'm so pumped.
Oh, man.
Rob, what was your good?
Well, let's hear it. 111th meeting between the Falcons and Saints. Both teams have won 55. Taysom Hill is playing. He might do something to annoy the fan base and strike fear in our hearts. Falcons, emotional victory.
Let's go.
Over the Saints. They're going to win this one 23-21.
Woo!
And the tubas will be quiet at the Hoodat Nation tubas.
Woo!
And we're going to celebrate. Come by the Signia by Hilton and buy me a shot.
Did snap spot. Kick from Koo is away, and it is good! 58, and the money shot for Youngway Koo.
The money
Not
shot.
Not the money shot.
I mean,
yes!
they have the booth cam set up, and the video's out. Wes might have dropped the money shot and was excited, but... I couldn't sit down for it. The cams caught Arch and me both fist pumping. We're pumped.
As you should, man. It's as you should.
That's good stuff, man. Nice work, everybody.